A new survey of Latinos in the United States points out the difficulties in trying to generalize about a group of people who come from a variety of Spanish-speaking countries. According to the survey, the strongest source of identity for most Latinos is their country of origin, and the vast majority believe that to succeed in this country, one has to learn to speak English. Joining us now to discuss the poll and its implications is Roberto Soro, director of the Pew Hispanic Center, which conducted the poll in collaboration with the Kaiser Family Foundation. Mr. Soro, I have to begin by pointing out an irony, and that is while we're referring to this as a survey of Latinos, the poll actually shows that most of these people don't necessarily identify themselves that way.
Yeah, that's right. There's really not a very strong association with sort of an umbrella identity as Latinos or Hispanics. Instead, they look back to their ancestral homelands as a very important form of self-identification.
The question of language is very interesting, some of the results in this poll, the way that this group of people, and I guess I'm going to continue to refer to them as Latinos for convenience sake at the moment. But first of all, the vast majority of people you surveyed say you must learn English to succeed. This is very important.
We interviewed almost 3,000 Latinos from all different kinds of national origins and who've been here, some very recently arrived, some who've been here for decades. It was virtually unanimous. Even in immigrant households, we see English gaining ground very quickly. And half of the second generation, the children of immigrants, basically are English dominant and don't report speaking much Spanish. And there's really only a tiny fraction, just 7% of the children of immigrants, who describe themselves as being Spanish dominant. And Latinos who speak English demonstrate a series of attitudes on a bunch of different questions that are more like those of non-Hispanic Americans, whites and African Americans. Spanish-speaking Latinos, who are almost entirely foreign-born immigrants who arrived here as adults, hold very conservative views, much more conservative views than you find in sort of the mainstream of American opinion. And so assimilation seems to be traveling a course that follows language more than anything else.
Yeah. And generally speaking, though, most of the people surveyed, most of the Hispanics, Latinos you surveyed, did express positive views about living in this country.
It's actually kind of a mix of views. Very positive attitudes towards the opportunities for economic advancement, the opportunities to get an education. But the characteristics that is common to all Latinos is a very profound attachment to family, a feeling that relatives are more important than friends, that adult children should live with their parents. And one of the concerns that's expressed by Latinos is that life in the United States erodes family ties.
Mm-hmm. I guess one big question I have after looking at this material is that I think that as a society, we tend to lump people into a group largely for political reasons, or often for political reasons, that and that there has been an effort to talk about the Latino voter or the Hispanic voter. And yet, clearly, this poll shows that this is a very diverse group of people. I think that's been known, but the poll really gives you the numbers for that. So it makes me wonder if it's possible to really unite this group of people behind issues that might affect the whole community.
Yeah, there's really no evidence in this survey that Latinos are forming a kind of minority group in the same way that African Americans have, where they believe they have a common political goals and a common culture and are bound together by common experience. You simply don't see that among Latinos. Indeed, we asked whether people feel that Latinos of diverse nationalities share a common culture, and overwhelmingly people said no. Latinos resist that kind of categorization.
So I end where we began, which is, should we be calling Cuban-Americans, Mexican-Americans, Salvadoran-Americans, and so on, Latinos or Hispanics?
Well, that's a problem because we're, you know, this is our way of looking at the world as Americans. If we've got a large part of the population that simply doesn't fit and doesn't want to be fit into these kind of categories, it may actually change things. And you might say even for the better.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Roberto Soro is the director of the Pew Hispanic Center.